Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour 2 of Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser, Jake Hassan with you. 2 more hours still to go. Going to get into some college football talk here over this next hour. We got the quarterfinals set for the playoff. We got a full week of bowl games that we'll dive into, that we'll talk about on the show. Definitely want to talk some baseball with Jake, pick his brains on what he's seen so far in the offseason, talk a couple futures bets potentially as well, but definitely going to continue talking NFL. We got to get into the Sunday slate of games, look at some NFC, AFC playoff futures as well. Jake, let me ask you this, though. I gave you a free ticket to either go to Nashville this week to watch the Saints and the Titans, or to go to Vegas this week to see the Giants and the Raiders. Which game are you going to?
It's probably Nashville. I'm a big Nashville guy. I love that city. I think it's very fun. And at least, like, with Cam Ward and Tyler Shuck, who, like, Cam Ward's played a lot better over the last couple of weeks. Tyler Shuck has actually looked good. Yeah, you can maybe see just, like, some points, at least, and see two quarterbacks kind of go at it, two first-round guys, like, that at least is kind of like, I'm not going to watch the Raiders. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not. I'm way good, and I don't need to see Jackson Dart get his brain scrambled like eggs for the 27th time this year. So I think it's Nashville. I think that game will just be more fun.
I got to look at what the weather forecast is for Nashville, because that's also a big part of this, right? Because Vegas – oh, Jake, they're calling for some rain on Sunday. Low of 32, high of 62. So could be some rain. Yeah, I know, right? Chicago, please. I'll be in shorts and a t-shirt and that kind of weather. Yeah, I don't know. I too love Nashville, but Nashville ain't Vegas. And the fact that it's indoors, I think I'm going to Raiders.
Well, that's why, PJ. I'm trying to protect myself a little bit. I know if I go to Vegas, I need to protect myself a little bit here.
Is Vegas more dangerous for you, though, than Nashville is? I mean,
yes, like 1,000%.
You think so? Okay.
I've done time in both, PJ. I have data points for both. I'm going to tell you right now, Vegas is, for Jake Hassan at least, Vegas is far more dangerous.
Okay.
Although I do suppose that if I went to Vegas, I could hang out with Femi Bebefe, and at least I'd have somebody to reel me back in. But
yeah.
I don't know. Well, based on the data points I have from both city, could get a little weird in Vegas.
Because as we know, I mean, like Vegas, there's definitely a lot more things to do and definitely a lot more things to get you into trouble. But like everything really doesn't start until the sun goes down, right? Whereas in Nashville, I mean, they're playing music at these bars, Jake, at like 10, 11 a.m. in the morning. Like, you know, you can get after it.
Oh, I know they are.
Like, to me, that's the best part of Nashville is you go out, you have some breakfast, you walk over to Broadway, and then you got, like, the next Taylor Swift playing some bangers. And I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, there's just, it's awesome. So both are great cities. Can't go really wrong with either destination. I think I'd rather choose the Raiders. I would not bet either game. I cannot stand the Tennessee Titans, Jake. Every time I bet on that team, they never cover. And every time I don't bet on that team, they cover. Every single time. I can't stand them. Raiders Giants is a complete stay away for me. If I had to bet it, I actually think the Raiders probably win that game. I don't know why. I just feel like the Giants are getting the number one pick in the draft this year. Like I get that feeling. Like they're going to get the number one pick. And that's what that game is really for. Both teams are 2-13. So the loser has the inside track and they're certainly in the driver's seat to get the one seed. I feel like the Giants are going to lose, Jake. So if I had to take it, I'd probably bet the Raiders.
More power to you for even wanting to subject your eyeballs to this game at all. Not that you have to, you could just bet it and forget it. But I don't want to pick a side between Giants and Raiders. Like, if you could tell me who is going to be playing quarterback for the full game for the Giants, maybe I'd lean that way. I mean, let's have this conversation, PJ. If the Giants do end up with the number one overall pick, or even let's call it a top five pick where they might have a go at one of these other top tier quarterbacks in the draft, whether that's Dante Moore or whoever, are they going to go quarterback? Or do they, like, or do you go like offensive line and you try to keep Dart from scrambling his brains even more?
No, I would actually trade Dart and I'd get assets for him and then draft my quarterback. Jake, I don't think Dart's going to survive in this league with the way that he plays. Now, maybe you hire the new coach that you hire comes in and can change the way that he goes about it. And that's definitely possible. I think part of what has made Dart as successful as he's been so far in the NFL, though, is his legs. So you have to try and find the happy medium of him still running, but protecting himself, and then also beating teams from the pocket. And I just don't know if he's going to be able to do that. So, like, if the Giants get the number one pick, they got a bunch of different options. But I think you have to trade that. Whether it's just trading it straight up and getting all these picks, whether it's trading it with Dart and assets so that you can get your quarterback again and then you get some more draft capital, whatever it may be. But I just can't see a scenario where the Giants just stay pat and draft like Reuben Bain, you know, or they draft like a top offense or whatever it is. Like, you certainly could do that, but I think we all agree the Giants need a bunch of help. So I don't think they would do that. I think they would trade the pick. Do you think there's any chance that they trade Dart, though, and get some other picks along with him? Or do you think that he definitely is their quarterback of the future?
If I would love to say, yeah, they could trade him, but who's picking up the phone dying to make that trade? If we all have these concerns about Jackson Dart and the Giants are so concerned enough that they would trade him in that scenario, I mean, what team is picking up the other end of the phone and going, yeah, that's the guy that we want? Like, maybe you could swindle. Like, maybe the Rams say, all right, we'll take him and we can, you know, get him ready for whenever Stafford's done. Maybe it's a situation like that. Maybe Miami's desperate and they move on from Tua. Maybe it's Arizona, one of those desperate teams that knows they have talent elsewhere on the roster. Or maybe you get a team like Vegas or Kansas City who's like, all right, we'll take him and we'll groom him for the future. And then, because I will say, PJ, the thought of Fernando Mendoza to Malik Nabers, comma, touchdown, looks pretty good, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure that's something we could all get on board with just as football fans.
Are you a Mendoza guy as opposed to a Dante Moore guy? Like, if you were an NFL GM, you could pick any of those quarterbacks. Who would be your guy, your top guy on the board?
This is probably why I wouldn't be a good NFL GM, but I mean, I'm worth I'm open to giving it a try if anybody wants to hit my line. God knows I have the time. But maybe I'm a little subject to the recency bias of Mendoza, and like he's so damn likable too. And also, again, recency bias. I love Texas Tech against Oregon, so it's just maybe that's part of the calculus too. But yeah, I mean, it's I would lean Mendoza, but I'm not exactly the most prominent college football evaluator, so I could be wrong.
You know, Dante Moore has really grown on me. He would actually be the guy that I would take first. I just watch him play, and I just kind of see like there's superstar qualities there. He's accurate. He's got great arm strength. He's an underrated athlete as well. I think Moore would be my guy. I'm not sold quite yet on Mendoza. He does make some really good throws that are going to translate to the NFL. But I think Moore would be the guy if I was an NFL GM. But we'll see what ends up happening this year in the draft. What's also kind of cool, Jake, is that, and I heard Todd McShay talking about this on his podcast, but if Oregon beats Texas Tech, regardless of who wins Bama and Indiana, it's kind of cool that we're going to get like all those guys, Simpson, Mendoza, Moore, like they could all end up kind of playing each other a little bit, which could be really cool. So we'll see how that plays out in the college football playoff. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Some of the big games coming up, though, on Sunday, Jake, I am really interested by the Seattle-Carolina game. Seahawks are a 7-point favorite on the road against the Panthers. Panthers have been unbelievable this year as a home underdog. They're 5-1 straight up. Their latest win against Tampa. However, in 2 years under Mike McDonald, Seattle has only lost on the road 2 times. That's it. Only 2 losses. Ooh. Earlier on in the show, you were talking about what a letdown spot it was for the Bears coming up against the Niners this week. I mean, is it not a letdown spot for Seattle after that win against the Rams? That comeback, they got the Niners potentially on deck for first place in the NFC for the division title. Like, Jake, I mean, this is everything you could want, man. Sandwich spot, look ahead, letdown. I mean, these are all the kind of sandwiches that I live for.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know, man. I kind of been liking Carolina plus the 7. I don't know if they win. They've just been so good at home this year, and they've been so good as a dog, getting all those kinds of points. And, you know, with potentially Seattle not being on their A game, if I think I could see myself Sunday having Panthers plus 7 in pocket.
You read my mind, PJ. The sandwich spot, the letdown spot, like this all just screams Carolina to me. I think at 7... and while it's at minus 105, that's going to be a bet for me in lightning bets. And I'm a little tempted by that money line. I'm not going to lie to you. Plus 280 on the money line is looking awfully, awfully juicy. And I think I might have to take a piece of that as well. But the 7 has to be a bet for me. Like you said, Carolina at home all year long. These are just spots where they show up and they play close games or they win outright. And Seattle, how PJ, it's December 23rd, and nobody has a firm opinion on what Sam Darnold is yet. Ask anybody, me personally even, I don't know what to make of this dude. I don't know what to do with Sam Darnold when it comes to, do I trust him to win a game or when even a game that they're supposed to win like this? But then last week happens, and then it's just this weird stuff with Sam Darnold. Like, it's almost like Bo Nix, but on steroids. And granted, Sam Darnold's been around longer. And so, we've been doing this with him for years, but I still don't know what to do with him. And for me, I give Carolina a ton of credit and how they've evolved and grown up over the course of the year. 7 for me is going to be a lightning bet for sure. And like I said, maybe a little sprinkle on that money line too.
Ooh, I don't hate it at all. I don't hate it. I definitely think I'll be there with you on the 7 with Carolina. Feels just too good to pass up. Very excited for that game. Should be a fun one. And then the other marquee game from Sunday, Jake, is the Bills and the Eagles. Bills actually opened up as a 3-point favorite. Now they're down to a 2-point favorite. Total in the game is 43.5. It just feels way too easy with Buffalo. The fact that they're only a 2-point favorite feels way too easy, right? I mean, with the way that the Eagles have looked, are we all of a sudden convinced that their offense is okay after playing the Raiders and the Commanders? Do we think it's all of a sudden good? The Bills have the second best pass defense in the NFL. Their run defense isn't great. Have you watched the Eagles try and run the football this year? Saquon's not himself. The offensive line can't block. I know Philly's defense is really good. I don't know, Jake. That's a spooky line to me. Bills feels too easy.
Oh, spooky spot.
Spooky spot. I think the Eagles in a teaser are probably the way to go, to be honest with you, at +8. Because the Eagles really don't get blown out too much. Even when they lose, their defense is good enough to keep them in games. I think it's going to be close. So Eagles +8, I feel like, is the play. Tease them up. I don't know, Jake. When it opened at 3, I thought it would go to 3.5, maybe even 4. I didn't think the next move would be down to 2.5, 2. So the fact it's gone the other way has me thinking, what do these people know that I do? It's giving me very similar vibes to the Broncos Jags line from last week. I looked at that and I was like, Broncos are only favored by 3. That doesn't it feel like they should be higher? Jags went outright. So I think the Eagles might win this game, although I don't really want to bet them to win this game.
I think you're right. It just feels so easy to go Buffalo, especially after they kind of had a scare last week against Cleveland. And granted, Josh Allen was out of that game for a little bit, being evaluated for injury. It happens, whatever. But Cleveland's defense is really good. And I think for me, the biggest point, this is going really well. Can't imagine why I'm about to be unemployed. But I'm just I think that when I look at the Eagles, you made the right point of, are we really going to give them all this credit for beating up on the Raiders and the Commanders? I'm not. I don't want to, because me and you were talking about in a break also, their kicker can't hit a field goal. I don't know. That doesn't inspire a ton of confidence in me in a short spread game. So I think Buffalo going back home, coming off a disappointing game against Cleveland, I like Buffalo. Inside of 3, I'm going to lay the 2.5.
I mean, I guess the Eagles are, fighting for positional seeding. They could still get the 2. They've already won the East. It's just and the Bills, I mean, they're trying to win that division. They're trying to get, the 5 seed at worst in the AFC. Weird to me. Bills are only -2 against the Eagles. We'll wrap up any other games that we like on Sunday, week 17 in the NFL, and then talk some college football playoff here on BetSwiss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.